you wanted to go through the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to try.
If you're feeling brave, you can go through it again with this rich if you, you know, as we're doing it. If you've had enough for tonight, then it's fine.
Okay.
So, self-inquiry is the process of actually inquiring, what am I? Right? So for the purpose of this, we're going to disregard your body, disregard your thoughts, disregard your emotions. Not because they're wrong, but just because they are peripheral to you. They're mine, they're not me. Okay? So when you look directly and ask the question, what am I actually, without referencing thought, what do you experience? Again, there's no wrong answers at all. Paul Rich did it with all those people listening. There's only a few now.
I see that there's nothing here.
Right. Something is here, isn't it? Because I'm asking you what you are, and you said nothing is here. So the first thing to do is not negate that as being, well, it's just nothing. It's actually quite important that you recognise that, isn't it? How do you feel when you recognise that nothing?
That nothing... When I close off and shut everybody out, if you like...
Which you have to do at first to do this.
And that's what I'm doing, is...
What actually are you? Don't worry about getting the right words, just speak from your experience.
I feel I am emptiness, formless.
What can you tell me about that? Is it something you can touch?
No, you can't touch it.
And does it smell like something?
No, there's no smell.
What does it look like?
Space.
What does this you look like? Yeah, space. Where is this you? This nothingness?
Right here.
Right here. Where does it end?
It doesn't have an ending.
How do you
know? It's everywhere.
How do you know that? You're correct, but how do you know that? I'm just trying to poke you a little bit to confirm. You're doing really good.
Because I'm in it. I am it. It's just here.
It's not a tangible thing that can have an end, can it? What size is it? What size are you as this? Your body's a certain size, but what size is this? These are all trick questions, sorry.
There is no size to it.
Can you lose this? If it is you, can you go somewhere? Can your body go somewhere where it isn't?
No.
How far does it reach? Does it reach me over here?
It's everywhere.
Is there anything that's anywhere it doesn't reach?
No, it's everywhere.
And is it changing? Is it evolving?
No, still.
It's still. And is there a time? Is time existing for it?
No. No, there's no time.
No time. How did it come into being? When did it, how does it appear? When did it start, this you? To recognise there, can you feel inside yourself you've hit a little pocket of doubt?
My mind came in.
Yeah, that's fine.
And can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I can. When did it start? Where did it come from? Whichever one of those questions feels better to you.
It always has been. And I don't know where it came from.
This nothing that you are, how can you destroy it?
It can't be destroyed. Why? Nothing can destroy it.
Why? You're totally right, but I want to...
Because it's the infinite. And nothing can destroy it.
So, there's nothing. What changed in this nothing when your body appeared? Did it affect the nothing at all when your body appeared?
No.
And, what will happen when your body disappears to the nothing?
It will still be.
How do you know that? Is it dependent because upon a body? Does it need your body?
No.
Does your body need it?
No.
You're doing so good. In this nothing, how many things are there? Is there just one, or is the ego and nothing?
There's just one. Just everything.
It. Just it, yeah. Is there anything that can be different to this, or separate to this?
No.
Can you lose this? When you go out the door and you stop looking at this, is it gone? Does it depend upon you knowing it's there to be there?
No, it's always here.
Whether we're conscious of it or not, being you.
Whether I'm conscious of it or not, it's always here.
And is there you and the nothing? Are you looking at the nothing or from the nothing? Take your time, it's okay. Do you want me to say it again?
No.
He's so certain when he says it's good, isn't it?
I'm in the nothing.
If you're in the nothing, there must be two there. You inside the nothing. Is that your experience? Is there a you and nothing?
I can half feel my body. I'm aware of my body.
Your body's in the nothing, yeah. But what about you?
I am the nothing. I'm it.
Perfect. So, a few more? Can I just do a few more?
Sure. Yeah.
How do you feel now? A bit stoned.
Yeah, a bit stoned actually.
Yeah. Doing amazing.
So, let's just go a little bit further.
Yeah.
Because of time. These lovely people are letting us use their house. How are you recognising the nothing? Is it through your senses and your mind? Or is it some... Your eyes are closed, so you can't be seeing it with your eyes. And if I put my fingers in my ears...
It's an awareness.
Awareness of the nothing. Is the awareness different to the nothing?
No, it's the same thing.
So the nothing is sentient, aware?
The nothing is... It's vast.
Yeah.
It's spacious.
Can it... Here's the million-pound question. If you are that nothing, can you suffer? Is the nothing suffering? Is it capable of suffering?
No, it can't suffer.
What does it want?
It just is. It doesn't want anything.
What does it need?
It doesn't need anything.
Mm-hmm. So you stay as that. You recognise that you as often as you can, without making it hard work. You keep running through the same confirmation that we've just done. And it really just becomes a switching over from what you know yourself to be to recognising this is the most permanent aspect of me. This is always here. This is here before a body appears. It'd be here when the body's gone. It's here all the time. The body is here. Just kind of quiet, the quiet me in the background that I perhaps haven't noticed so clearly before.
Mm.
It's going to sound like a job interview now, but is there anything else you want to say about it? On your application form to be yourself.
I just think it's I can see and be in it, and it's not like I can now, you know, I'm back to my body now.
Are you though?
My awareness is back to this room and this body and table and the pictures.
Has that awareness changed though?
It's what? Still here. It's like this is maybe 60%.
Yep.
But then I can also feel the awareness as well.
So,
when I concentrate and...
So the awareness, the nothingness that you are, can either look at itself, or it can look at objects, bodies, thoughts, things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you need to do is convince yourself through confirmation that you are the same, no matter what you're looking at. The seer, the awareness is the same.
Mm.
It's untouched. And you can do that right now. Is that awareness, that nothingness, is it affected by anything it perceives, anything that goes through it? Even a really bad experience?
No, nothing.
Can anything touch it at all? You said it couldn't suffer.
No, nothing can touch it.
Here's another one then, last one. If it's everywhere, are you really looking at bodies and thoughts and emotions? Or must you be looking at the awareness?
So difficult.
That's fine, right? What we've done just there is hit at the point where you need to confirm, you need to question. That's all that means, okay?
Mm.
It's not failure. It's just finding out this is where I need to put my attention for a little bit. Right? Am I actually, because you said quite correctly, it seems like I'm looking kind of everywhere, it's just everywhere, and then suddenly the awareness goes back to thinking about, to looking at thoughts and mind and body and all this. So if you can prove to yourself, like we've been doing in the group, that all this is the awareness, then it's always looking at itself. It cannot even contract around an object anymore. I know this isn't your direct experience yet, but this is exactly where the, can you feel there's something there for me, there's something there.
This is proving difficult now.
That's fine. The way to get around that is just to be willing to look.
Yeah.
To be willing to look as many times as it takes. Yeah. So we do that by looking. You can do that by looking if the awareness is everywhere. Well, on one hand, the awareness is everywhere. Can there be anything that's not it, like you said? And on the other hand, all these things that I think are here in this room, are they really? The same thing going on from two different ways.
Yeah, it just seems like now I'm pulled, like, just a few seconds ago I was saying the awareness is here, but then the next time people are here and things are here and it's...
If you don't fight, if you don't fight, don't pick a side, right? When the worldview represents itself to you, don't fight. That's the essence of surrender, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And the question that opens you up beautifully is, how can I know that these are both the same?
Yeah.
If you stay in that place. If you go, that should go away. There was a beautiful awareness 2 minutes ago and I was so sure and it was all perfect and I could give all the right answers. Now, I'm back in that. So if you don't pick a side, then, and stay in the middle, if you will, with a question.
Yeah, okay.
It won't take very long before you can't really believe in both.
Right, okay. That's really good. Really good.
We'll put this on the advanced satsang page in the group, if that's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Because I think it'll be very, very helpful.
Okay, yeah.
When you hit that wall of, I can't confirm that, I reached a point, but now I can't. Right, you hit it, didn't you? That's difficult, you said, something like that. That's your key. That's where you need to put your attention then. Everyone hits a wall in their self-inquiry at some point. Rich, you saw Rich do it, right? He got so far and he was like, no, I can't really. Yeah. So, doesn't mean you've done it wrong. It just means there's a tendency to think a certain way as a human being. And I'm asking you to go this way. Some really unfamiliar thoughts. So there's a little bit of resistance. Like if you're walking through the forest, there's a well-trodden path, and I'm asking you to hike through the bit that's overgrown, and you've got to make a little bit of effort at first. That's why you hit that energetic kind of, this is difficult now.
Yeah.
Recognise that it's just... It's the same tendency that's going to protect you from forgetting this once you've realised it fully. I can't forget this now. Why? Because this is my well-trodden path.
Yeah, yeah.
You with me? At first, you can feel, I just don't want to go there. Some part of me does, but some, it's like wading through treacle.
It's not that I don't want to go there. It's like trying to gel the two together.
Don't do that. You can't gel two things together when there's only one.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you need to remind yourself of that. You can't even merge them together. We waste so much time and energy trying to merge ego back into the self when it already is the self. We only did that for a few years, didn't we?
Honestly, just...
Listen to this again and again and again.
Listen to it again.
Even write it on your hand. I wrote it on a post-it note. I texted it to myself.
Yeah, I did it in my phone.
So I made myself remember. Every time I felt a struggle, it was because I was trying to... There always seemed to be two. Seemed to be. There always seemed to be a world and a you moving around in it. But you'll know that there's only one. What does that mean? It means you stop trying to bring two things together when there's only one. It's doomed to failure, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, if there's only one, you can't bring two together if there's only one.
Mm. Yeah. And if you look again at your direct experience, you said there's only this, there's only nothing. There wasn't a nothing in the ego. So you can prove it to yourself, right? You said there's only the nothing. There isn't even a me and nothing. There's just nothing.
And when I see that, when I'm looking, when I'm seeing, I see that.
Yeah.
But then when I come back to here...
This amnesia comes back over. Like, it covers it up a little bit.
Then it becomes two.
Yeah.
Instead of
It doesn't actually become two. You can prove that to yourself now because you've just experienced it. You said to me, there's only this. It's only one. It will seem to be two. There is nothing wrong with the sense of duality.
Mm.
It's how we play.
Hear that.
Play. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. The sense of duality does not ever go away until the body does. Right? It'll always seem like you're looking through those eyes. Otherwise, how could we converse like this?
Yeah.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
As long as you know there isn't actually two. It's always going to seem like there's two. And that's fine. If you think there actually is two, you'll be trying to get rid of one of them forever. Which is right back to what we're saying at the start of satsang, right?
Yeah.
How do you come to know this with the conviction with which I'm speaking? I've just done what we just did. I've done it 100,000 times. Not 1,000, it didn't take that long, but every time a doubt came up, I welcomed it and I said, let me actually check. Let me actually look. Mm. Is there a world and self? Let me look.
Yeah.
Is there? In my direct experience, because that's the only thing you have to go on, isn't it?
Mm.
That's the only thing that you can rely on as concrete evidence. Is what you experience when you actually look rather than thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your only currency, and that's all you need.
Good. It's going to be a good practice for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It won't take that long.
No.
And you will find yourself trying to get rid of the second one again. There's nothing you can do about that. All you can do is recognise and go, let me go back to my actual, what we just did.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Do it on the bus. You can do it by walking. At first it's easy with your eyes closed, but you can get more proficient at it doing it while you're walking around and, yeah. I just want to say one more thing. There is no trick to this. Every awakened being, the Buddha included, Krishna, all of it, all they've done is this again and again and again and again until they're comfortable with the seems to be, but they can't believe it actually is too anymore. When you directly experience it, it has an effect upon your body and mind. Mm. It begins to wash them clean. You get a little bit high, a little bit woo.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit tired as well. So this is a bit weird. It begins to, it's not just the looking in that moment. It's actually allowing the truth to come in and rewire your brain so you can only think in terms of one.
Yeah.
That's
it's a
all
fantastic
happening.
Place to be.
Yeah.
Fantastic place to be, as frustrating as it is, mm-hmm. and it is frustrating, it's a fantastic place to be instead of wandering around lost and trying to make your own mind up about things.
Yeah. Mm. Mind will do that for as long as it... When you begin to value your direct experience more, we've all valued out what our mind said about it without realising, haven't we? So when you begin to value your own experience more than anything else, even what I say or any teacher says, then your mind will naturally fade more and more into the background because you're not paying it any attention.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not making it wrong, you just know that's not quite relevant here, thanks.
Mm.
You know, and you're going with your direct experience. And I promise you, I will not stop until you've got this and you could sit in that chair. That's what I'm here for, right?
And do you know what? I've noticed a big change in myself so far within my mind anyway. Because before I started satsang, there were lots of thoughts going on, do this, do that, oh, you know, good, blah, blah, blah. And it was driving me crazy all my life, driving me crazy. And all sorts of took me all down different destructive paths. But because I'm learning now to not associate with those thoughts and minds, my mind has become a lot more peaceful.
And because the more you see and live from the direct experience of the truth, the more spiritual power you have. Not force, but power. You can feel it coming from an awakened being, right? They're just kind of oozing it. What does that mean in your everyday life? It means you just, the same thought that would have tormented you, just go, meh, it's nothing.
Mm.
Eventually, you can't even hear your mind. You'd have to really pay attention to know if it's thinking or not.
Because
you haven't made it wrong. It's just not really relevant what it's saying. It's talking about things that don't exist. You know, so.
It's like, because I'm not giving it my energy and my thought, it's like.
The very moment you start to question, is all this real the way I thought it was? You've pulled the plug, right? In terms of, if you're sure that there's lots of beings in this room and lots of things in this room, you're absolutely going to experience that. The moment you question, even if it seems a weird thing to do at first, you can't quite give it your full investment then, can you?
No.
Don't fight the seems-to-be-ness of it. Right, it still seems like we're having a conversation, although I know I'm talking to myself. Right? There's only me. There isn't even a room. All of that is, it's all gone. That only happens by, I haven't done anything different to what I've just done with you. I've just done it till I'm convinced. I've looked at where I hit that wall and spent some time. Let me check, let me confirm. We'll leave it there for now, because time's matching up.